This thing that we were learning yesterday, very difficult thing about disease, and if you have a windowsill sticking out, the first floor, second floor, third floor, all one on top of the other. So the Mishnah Berurah Kodesh Talmud says the people on the first floor can carry out from their apartment Shusa Yochid onto the windowsill, but the people on the upper floors cannot, because they say Shusa Yochid is Zoyla Adler Akiya. You don't say it's Yorid Zoyla Adler Rakia. So the second floor, third floor, it's considered as if the people from downstairs use that windowsill also. So very difficult. Very difficult, man. And the others disagree. They say even the people downstairs can't carry. Why? Most of the Achraim said just the Levush holds. Levush holds means that it's wrong. Huh? And what do you say? Ola the Rakia, but it's a different ground level, like we said. If you have the train system in Manhattan, so know exactly where the tunnels are below the ground. You don't say the Mechitza Ola the Rakia. From below the ground level to a new ground level, you don't say Ola the Rakia. But Moshe holds that you do. But the Chazon Ish shows that it's against Tosfos, against the Gemara, the Farish Nuts. This whole din is a very strange din. And even if you would say that it is, we should say it is Ola the Rakia. Let's say you have a house. So the people live in the house. Nobody lives on the rooftop. The rooftop is Ola, the house is Ola the Rakia. So the rooftop is Al Pidin, connected with that. But still, the rooftop, you're allowed to carry from my rooftop to your rooftop to the other rooftop, because nobody dwells on the rooftop. That's how we paskin. Machlekes Hatana, we paskin that if there are no diurim there, so it's only one big Rishusayach, my Rishusayach, your rooftop. I don't understand this whole thing again. You got to learn through the Gemaras. Where do we leave off? I forgot already. Shinun Dalet, so we learned a little bit. Let's see again, what you have a bar b'shusar b'chul yosvim, when you have a bar with a little wall surrounding it. Yeah, if the bar is less than 4 tefachim away from the wall, so no one can walk in between, so there's no hiluch harab in there, so that little section has the din of a makom ptur. It doesn't have the din of a b'shusar harab. In order to be Rishu Yisrael, you have to have that the street should be Tezayin Amah wide. But you have to be able to walk there. So here, since there's a bar, and the area between the bar and the wall on the side is less than 4 tefachim, so people can walk, so there's no Heluch HaRabim there. So that's considered a Mokum Tur. So you're permitted to throw your bucket in from the house into the bar, into draw water, taking out, because the bar is a Rishu Sayachid. As it has 5 tefachim below the ground, 5 tefachim with the wall around the chulia, around the wall. The 5 and 5, I'm at starfim. That's a mishnah. Bor b'chol yosem, it's starfim la'asor. And it's starfim. So the inside of the bor is a mishusach. Nobody lives there. So there's no, you don't need an eruv chatzeres. There's nobody to make an eruv chatzeres with. I live in a house. I'm going to throw my bucket into the bor, so that's where mishusayach is. To another mishusayach, but nobody lives there. So there's no takana shleim amel that you're not allowed to carry there. Aye, but is it going over Avir Rishus HaRabim? So since this is a Mokum Tur, it's not a problem. But what if there's more than 4 tefachim in between? Murochek Dalet Rishus HaYochid. The Mechaper writes on the top line on the next page, what if it is more than 4 tefachim away? So then, you're not allowed to throw your bucket from your Rishus HaYochid into the Boris Rishus HaYochid. Derech Avir Rishus HaRabim, but the Rishus HaRabim is only Teufels Avir, the first 10 tefachim. So if the Chulia around the Bor itself is already more than 10 tefachim tall, we talk about a case, the Bor is 5 tefachim deep in the ground, and the Chulia around the Bor, the bricks, the stones around the Bor are 5 tefachim tall, the 5 tefachim below the ground, 5 tefachim above the ground makes the Bor into Rishus HaYochid. But if the chulia itself is 10 tefachim above the ground, so in order that your bucket should fall into the bor to draw the water, you're going to have to throw it from the window or something. So your bucket is going to be going from your Rishus HaYochid into the bor Rishus HaYochid. That's not a problem. And it's not going to go through Avi Rishus HaRabim. Avi Rishus HaRabim is only up until 10 tefachim. In order that your bucket should fall into the bor, you have to throw it higher. So it's going to be an Aver Mokam Tur. So that's Mutter. That should be Mutter. Wait a minute. Himrochik Dalet Mishus HaYochid. That's the chulia itself is 10 tefachim tall. Yeah, then it's mutter. So that's what we got up to yesterday. Okay, that I understand a little bit. What's base? Base shindun dalit. Shindun dalit is base. Ashpa b'shus rabim. A heap of garbage. Yeah, when I walk to the yeshiva, so all the supers leave all the big bags of garbage in their garbage trucks, the municipal garbage collector. Gonna take them. Let's say you have big bags, and the tenth tefachim, or you have a lot of garbage that stays there forever. Or even if it's just staying there overnight, and then in the morning they're gonna collect it. But still, kol zman that it's there. So if it's gavoya yud, and it's dollar on top. Dollar al dollar on top, then it has either the din of Rishus HaYochid or the Rishus HaRabim. Normally it should be Rishus HaYochid, like a mound, like you have in Fort Tripak over here. They have big mound, like a table, but it's all solid concrete on the bottom. And it's 10 tefachim tall. 10 tefachim tall is below my waist. It's more than 10 tefachim tall, and it's more than dollar al dollar. Then it has George Washington on top of a horse, on top of it. So the mound itself is a Rishus HaYochid. So the same thing, if you have a heap of garbage in the middle of the street and it sits there for a while, so it calls man that it's there. It's Gevoya Yud, it's Yud Tvachim Tol, and it's Dala Adala on top, so it has a din of Rishus HaYochid. Imhi shall Rabbi Muta Lizikom Rishus HaYochid Akkor. Imhi shall Rabbi, what does that mean? What do you mean? A garbage heap shall Rabbi Mashlichim Sham. The public, everybody throws the garbage over there. So then what? Because that has a din on top of the mound of garbage. Has a status like from your house, you have a din. So you're permitted to throw your garbage on top of the garbage dump. It means and it's not going to be flying your garbage, you're going to throw it from the second floor window. You're going to throw it out the first floor window. You may throw it lower than 10 tefachim. No, but he says the heap itself is 10 tefachim tall. So in order that my garbage should land on top of the heap, I'm going to have to throw it in such a way that it won't go within 10 tefachim to the ground. So the aver above 10 tefachim is a makam tur. Okay. Why not be concerned you may miss and then it'll roll in the street? So even if it rolls in the street, there's no concern you're going to pick it up because it's garbage. And you're going to throw garbage. So if it rolls in the street, you're not going to be worried about it. If it's a carmelis in the area, also you're not worried about it because that would be a gzeril exam. Even if it's a rishus rabim deraisa. But the only concern, you're not concerned that it may roll, it may land in the street. That was a misasek. You didn't want it to land in the street. You wanted it to land on top of the heap. The only time there's a chashash is if it's a valuable thing that you threw and you missed, then you may forget and go and carry it on Shabbos. But if you're throwing garbage on top of the garbage heap, you're not going to go. You're not going to be concerned about it. V'im hi shel yachid, what if it's privately owned? This mound of garbage. Awesome, shum the yachid. Also, lepanis ashpa shalom. Why is it also? It's a rishus hayachid. Nobody lives there. On top of the garbage mound. Shlomo Melech made a din. He needed a ruv chatzeris. If this is basis shal ruvin, that's basis shal shimon. Means that Reuven's family lives here. Shimon's family lives there. Not allowed to carry from one to the other. Thus, he makes an ruv chatzeris. Nobody lives on top of the garbage mound. So, what's the problem? You're permitted to carry from one rishus hayachid to the other. So he says no. It's you're not allowed to if it belongs to someone else. He's not going to leave the heap of garbage forever. Someday he's going to clear out the whole heap of garbage, and people are going to forget. They're going to remember the last 5 years we always threw our garbage on top of the mound, and then they won't realize today there's no garbage. And when you throw it over there, it's going to land in the middle of the Rishus HaRab. And they'll throw the garbage there even after the private person cleared out the mountain. They're throwing out the garbage from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRab. Okay. Agzera Derabon. You have to look in each case whether the Agzera Derabon applies. What's this Gzustra Beis Akisa? What is that all about? Gzustra Pirish. Daf Abinya Bola B'tel Chabatim Chutza. You have an awning. Let's say my apartment building has an awning that goes into the street. Zustero, Shehila, Maila, Min Hamayim. Oh, this is a different thing. No, this is like you have a fire escape. You have a fire escape on the side of the building that people can run down. So you have on every landing, you have dalar al dalar tfachim. You don't need dalar al dalar ames. Dalar al dalar ames a din in mezuzah. If it's less than dalar al ames, not a base deer. But in order to be a rishus sech, you don't need that it should be a base deer. Just in dalar al dalar tfachim, that it should be called a mokum. So if the Gzustra, it's above the water. The guy wants to draw water. Yeah, I think we spoke about that. You can open a window and you can throw your bucket into the bore. We spoke about this. Let's say there's a landing. Let's say here there's a landing that's more than dalar al dalar tefachim. And I wanna draw water. So the river or the ocean, whatever I live next to, I live in a building right that borders on the river. So the river has a din of a karmelis. I'm not allowed to draw water from a karmelis, bring it into the Bishul Sayachit. So I want to make that part of the river that's directly below my landing on my fire escape. The fire escape sometimes will be a Bishul Sayachit. If it's Dalar Dalar, if it has walls that are 10, 12 feet tall, on four sides, it'll be a Bishul Sayachit. But we're talking about how do you make the area in the river below into Bishul Sayachit. So there's a din, if you have mechitzas, you say good asik mechitzas and good aches mechitzas. Good means meshoch. You visualize if you stretch the mechitzas, they go up adler akiyah. You visualize if you have suspended mechitzas, you visualize if the mechitzas are good aches mechitzas. You visualize if you stretch the mechitzas down, goes down. So if you have suspended in mid-air, you have cardboard, let's say, you have cardboard cartons, and you have 10 tefachim tall here on all four sides. So, and it's suspended. I live on the 15th floor, and the river is below. So you say, good aches mechitzah. You visualize as if the mechitzah that are 10 tefachim tall go all the way down to the ground, to the bottom of the river. And that whole area beneath the box, beneath the four walls of the cardboard box, have the din of Rishu Sayach. I usually, if it's suspended with a mechitza teluya, a mechitza suspended three tvachim above the ground is no good. The Gemara says, yeah, that's because gidoyim bokimba, because goats can easily, if the mechitza is like this, more than three tvachim above the ground, so goats can easily, the Gemara says, loshen is gidoyim bokimba bevas rosh, they can easily jump through. That's the whole din of love, it is based on that. Gidoyim bokimba bevas rosh. So that's only if they're a gidoyim, but here, there are no goats. The goats can't walk in the air. The goats can't walk on the river either. If you have boats floating on top of the river, then it's a problem. Or if you have ducks floating on top of the river, it's a problem. But usually you're not going to have ducks, you're not going to have boats. What you're going to have is the fish swimming below the surface of the water. That's what Rashi says on that Gemara. B'kiyas dogim lav shmo b'kiya. The fact that the whole idea of a mechitza is that it encloses an area, and that area is impenetrable. You can't get through. If the gdoin can easily go through because the mechitza is suspended, so it's not enclosing the area. So that's only if people can walk under it, or if animals can walk under it. But if the only ones that go under it are the fish that are submerged below the surface of the water, they're not visible. So b'kiyas dogim lav shmo b'kiya, because you can't see them. But if you have seals that jump up, or you have ducks floating, or you have boats going over there, then it's talking over. Then it's like Yidoyim Bokimbo said, cancels a din mechitzas. Not a din mechitzas, not a Rishu Sayach. But that's a Mishnah. If you have these suspended walls and the dalar al dalar inside, so the whole area directly below it is a good asik, good aches mechitzas. You stretch, you visualize if you stretching mechitzas down the whole area below it, including the water of the river, is a Rishu Sayach. So you're pulling from the Rishu Sayach into your own Rishu Sayach. And nobody lives there, so you does not try to make any Eruv HaTzeres. The only time in an Eruv HaTzeres is if it's a different family living, and one different family living in the other. a mal man who came also a mechitza goes to the yas a mechitza so the nagu dam dam sham which is da la da yachil pe doesn't make a difference whether you make these mechitzas attached to the bottom of the landing or on top of the landing, as long as you have a hole over there, as long as you have an opening. Yeah. You're allowed to draw water from the river. You're allowed to pour the dirty water into the river. So it's going to go directly down in this area. But you have to be careful to throw it straight down. Not to throw it like this. You throw it like that, it's going to go out of the Rishon Lezion. It's going to go into the Carmelis. The rest of the river is a Carmelis. A guy's going in a boat. Not allowed to draw water. Can't throw a bucket in the river and the ocean to take water. Any ochel amalas, and him can unless he makes. So he has. Here's the side of the boat. He has to make. So the side of the boat is one wall. And here's the river. Here's the top of the boat. So he's going to make three walls. One, two, three. And the fourth wall is the side of the boat. Cardboard walls over there. And attach it. So I say that below that area is Rishus HaYachid, same as in the house that's next to the river. Same thing. Here the boat is on the river. Chen HaHelech B'Sfina. Ein Yoch HaLamaz, Gen Yasa La Daf, Dal La Dal, Lose Bo Neka, Dem Hala Derech Sham. Ein Tzoch Lase, Islo Mechitzes. Oh, there's a cooler here. You don't have to make Mechitzes. What do you do? Ein Tzoch Lase, Islo Mechitzes. Ed Aminan, Kof, why should he kill the bisvino? Special kuli, you don't even have to make the mechitzas. If you live in a house next to the river, then the Mishnah said you got to make these mechitzas to make the area direct below it into Rishu Sayach. Here it's a kula for people who are going to finish any yochel asa shom, asha yaseb, she he kill the bisvino, she any yochel asa shom, asha yaseb, bayas. What are the words? Yes. What does that mean? Hikila v'sfina, tes, pirish. Shev exustra haniska v'ikoy, den tzorach davka mechitzas asur atzvachim. V'hakula, what do you say here? Aminu gud aches mechitzta ad mayim. That was before, by the building. I say, you have the mechitzas suspended, and gud aches. Avol v'sfina v'kilinan, oh, ein tzorach mechitzas klau. El aminu, kuf ha'vedon hikila ho'yisham mechitzas, v'hakak aminu, good aches, ad mayim. What do you mean? Kuf for good. What do you have? You have mechitzas. You have a board. I don't understand what he's doing here. Mitzach las la mechitza ala amen. Kuf batz dodem. Good aches mechitza. It's all flat. It's all horizontal. So you visualize it as if the thing was horizontal, would be bent over, would be vertical, and you say, with a good imagination. So, kula midirabon, because the old din of Carmelis, all these of Carmelis is all midirabon. And people on the boat, they can't have whatever they want, that's what they want. They can't have in a boat everything like you have in the house. So they had to be mako. You have to be able to draw water, you have to be able to throw out the garbage. Today they have boats that are like living in a house, the Queen Elizabeth. That fancy boats that's like living in a building. Ani mili kishu b'toch yud tfochim. What do you mean? Ani mili kishu b'toch yud tfochim. Who is b'toch yud tfochim? Where? When? Yud. What? What's the lema? Shegova doifim hasfina haboilet yal hamayim. The height of the sfina that's above the water. Oyapochas me'asora tfochim. The boat itself has the floor and it has walls that are 10 tefachim tall. So the inside of the boat is Rishu Sayach. Okay. The main Amak Asot on Gam Batim Shal Svina on Havi Karmel Mutar Tav Mutar Koyam. Okay. So what is he saying? Vahani Mili again? Vahani Mili? Who's speaking? The Rambam, Ani Mili, when Kishu B'toch Yud Tvachim, the boat is not Yud Tvachim. Kishu B'toch Yud Tvachim, the what? The boat is not 10 Tvachim tall above. Part of the boat is submerged, bottom of the boat is submerged in the water, the upper part of the boat is floating above the water. The boat itself, he says, has 10 tefachim deep, has dal al dal. So the inside of the boat is a rishu sayachar. What if the boat, avol and dafne hasvini gvayim osam almay? What if the boat is so tall? A normal boat today, the boats are more than 10 tefachim above the ground. They're gigantic. They have 2-3 floors in the boat, like a whole apartment building. Avol, if the boat itself is more than 10 tefachim above the water. And the dafne hasvini gvayim osam almay. In what zur aleph? The river is a carmelis. He's tearing from the carmelis a bucket of water into Mokum Ptur. He's on top of the boat, and the boat is, the wall of the boat is more than 10 tefachim above the surface of the water. So he's drawing the water from the Carmelis into the Avir Makom Ptur, then into the boat. Okay, he killed him. Should die, she yotzi zis kol she chutz nisvim shem heka the yam. Says you don't need any mechitzis. You don't need any mechitzis. No, no. Okay, we're not going on a boat. This is a complicated deal. Well. Then he has a din, the top line on the next page. Umeimov, let's say they have dirty water. They wash clothing, they wash the dishes, they may raglaim, they have all the dirty water, they want to throw it from the boat into the ocean on Shabbos. Umeimov, yochel ishpach al doifne hasina, ve'yoydim layam. Instead of throwing the dirty water from the boat into the yam, it says pour it on the side of the boat so it'll roll down. Why is it better? But since the yam is only a karmelis, a kerch of a karmelis legozer. That's the Gemara. That's the Lashon Gemara. He pours it, if he throws it like this, he throws the merag lime or the dirty water into the ocean, into the river. So he's throwing from the Rishus Hayochid inside the boat, as Rishus Hayochid throwing into the karmelis in Adlak. But let him not throw. Let him pour it on the side of the boat and it rolls down. That's only kocho. So kocho the karmelis like gozru. You didn't throw it directly in the yam. Then he has base finis uetzer zu, the two boats, one next to the other. Also the talta mizula zu, because they're different passengers on one boat, different passengers on the other boat. So they ask around each other. It's like my house next to your house. I like carry from one house to the other, unless I make an error of the echatzeres. Also the talta mizula zu. Elam Kane, so make an area chatzeres. No, you can't make an area chatzeres two different boats. You can't make an area chatzeres. So you live on one side of the street, I live on the other side of the street. We're not touching each other. We're not contiguous. The two streets. You can't make an area chatzeres. If my family lives on both sides of the street, then we can throw things from one side to the other. That's the same. You should say, yeah. But if you don't need an area chatzeres, but if two different families live, then you can't make. You need an area chatzeres. You can't. Because the two Rishuyi Sayochid are not contiguous. So what if you have two boats? So the boats are, each one is floating. So you can't make an Uber Chatzeres unless you tie the boats together. Also, the Talta Mizula, Elam Hem Shur Zub Azu, and Ken Hem Gvay Melamay Masa Tzuchim La'ar V'yachet. If they're tied together, if the two boats are tied together, so it's considered as if they're contiguous. They're not really. They're tied together, so they're not going to float too far away from each other. So that's a kula. You consider it as if you would have two Rishuyi Sayochid. One family lives there, one family lives there. There's a door in between connects. So you can make an Eruv HaChatzeres here because the boats are tied up. So then the Gemara has a din. Let's say an Erev Shabbos, the boats were tied up and they made an Eruv HaChatzeres. And then Leil Shabbos, they're not untied and the boats floated away from each other. So Minat Torah, it's a Rishuyi Sayochid, two Rishuyi Sayochid, you're allowed to carry. It's only midrabbanan. That's takana shleim hamelach. Shleim hamelach invented a new concept that doesn't exist on the level of the raisa. Rishu sayachah betanisa tilta. The level of the raisa doesn't exist. So that depends on Beit HaShemashah. So in Beit HaShemashah, the boats were tied together and they had an eruv chatzeres. Even if the area was nechal, after Shabbos entered, even if it's nechal, Beit HaShemashah, also by nechal, you go to Kula, and even if the boats untied, and no longer get connected with each other, then atari you're carrying from one issue sayachat to the other, it's mukta. So achla arab biyachad and hem shal beis bani yom. Okay, what's the base? What time is it now?
9:05.
Okay, we'll stop there. These are hard dinner.